A week from this Friday, a week from today, we'll be honoring the Eddie Award winners. It's the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce second annual Eddie Awards, and named after Thomas Edison. And there are different categories. There's the Fort Award for small businesses, the Lighthouse Award for large businesses, the Light Bulb Award for the innovator, the Chamber Choice Award, and also an award for community service, the Bridges Award. And the Bridges, one of the Bridges Award nominees is with us right now, Sherry Archibald. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Congratulations on your nomination.
Well, thank you.
Nominated for your work with Port Huron City Council, and most recently with the, well, I shouldn't say most recently, the Child Abuse Neglect Council. You're the executive director, but you've been involved with the CAN Council for a long time.
I have, and with nonprofits prior to that. So I've been involved in the community for well over 30 years now, doing work and helping others.
Why?
Originally, honestly, I needed a job, so it wasn't my passion to start with. I my passion was always working with numbers and accounting. I was a single mother and needed a job and landed at what is now Blue Water Community Action, and fell in love with the work and helping the community and helping individuals and families better their lives as well. At the same time, I was trying to better mine, so it really touched me being able to work my way up in that organization and then help families. And from there, I then volunteered and became involved with the Child Abuse and Neglect Council. And that really then hit me, being able to help our children in our community and protect the children in the community. And I became very active in that about 12 years ago. And I have now been the executive director just under 2 years.
I think when you get involved in any kind of community service, you begin to really take a broader look at the community around you, and you realize how many opportunities there are to help each other. And that's really what this community is all about, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I'd like to say kudos to the Chamber for the Eddie Awards and starting to recognize not only individuals, but organizations within our community that are doing that, the businesses and the individuals that are going above and beyond and really giving back to the community and helping it become what it is today. So we've seen, you know, my years on city council, been almost 10 years now. When I went on council, you could shoot a cannon down the middle of downtown Port Huron and no one, you know, never hit a soul. And so it's taken a lot of partners, a lot of businesses, a lot of individuals that have been willing to come together, step up, put a little extra effort and time in to change that. And you know, I'm really proud of the work we've done in the last 10 years in this community. And it's not just the city council, it's the community. And there's nothing better than being a part of this community, both helping the children through the Child Abuse and Neglect Council and helping grow our community and have jobs for those within the community that need jobs and better jobs for those that already have them.
I think one of the fun things about the Eddie Awards is it gives us a chance to say, look at how far we've come in just a few years. I mean, you're right. The last 10 years have been transformative in downtown.
They absolutely have. And you can lump the Chamber in there as well. So the Chamber has really stepped forward and become very visible, very active in the community, helping organizations and businesses. Kind of like, you know, we talk about, I got involved in nonprofit because I needed a job, but that kind of grew. And being able to give back and help our community, it feels so good. And when I went on city council, really, Port Huron was dying. And, you know, you hate to say that, but it really was. And my husband said, we got to get out of here. And I was like, I love Port Huron. I'm not going. And he's like, well, what are you going to do? And so, you know, put your money where your mouth is, step up, get involved and help. And that's what I've started to do. So from there, you know, I've ended up on many different organization committees. I actually am on the Eddie committee. So it's a little interesting. Yeah. There's a few of us on the committee that actually ended up nominated and became finalists. So we had to do things a little different this year because we typically help choose the winners.
Right.
We know who the winner is. We kind of had to step back on that. But, you know, I'm very honored and very humbled to be able to call myself a finalist and not only nominated, but to be a finalist among all the many, many people in our community that really deserve it. And so we're excited about recognizing all of them. I'm honored to be a part of that, and I look forward to next Friday night.
How do we keep all this momentum moving forward? This is a good time in Port Huron. There's a lot that's happened, as you said, in the last 10 years, and a lot on the horizon with new hotels and new developments in and around the greater Port Huron area. How do we keep that moving forward so the next 10 years is even brighter?
You know, I think there's a couple factors that play into that. One is never forgetting where we were 10 years ago and making sure that we don't say, well, gee, things are great. We don't have to do anything. Because I think that's what happened years ago as the economy was great and everything was booming, and we really didn't have to worry about partnering. We didn't have to worry about what Marysville or St. Clair or anyone else was doing. We could just focus on ourselves. When everything crashed, so to speak, we started realizing none of us can do it without the others. And we all came together as a region and said, what can we do for the region? Doesn't matter if it's in Port Huron or Marysville, Marine City. It matters that it's in our region. And I think we need to be careful not forget that. The key there is making sure we're always partnering. We're always looking for the next biggest, better thing, and making sure we're always focused on moving forward and not resting on what we have.
Yeah.
And then the second part of that, and I can say this both for our region and our city council in Port Huron, as well as I can for nonprofits, and that's looking to the next generation, making sure we get the young professionals involved, the millennials, and then that next generation after that. And they understand the reward and the importance of giving back to the community as well.
I think that's why it's exciting to see some of these young people coming back to Port Huron. And that's, it's just one or two coming back isn't going to be enough. You know, if somebody says, well, why would I go back to Port Huron? All my friends are gone. But if their friends are coming back, that's reason for them to come back. And you look at the Young Professionals organization, a lot of the original Young Professionals aren't young professionals anymore.
Right.
They've aged out, which is fine, but they've been replaced by a lot of new young professionals. I think that's great.
I think it is too. And well, you know, I was too old to even be one when they started.
Yeah,
so, you know, but it is great that they have set a great example on going out and finding replacements.
Yeah.
So as someone ages out, they still stay involved. They're just not an official member anymore. Yeah. But they're reaching out and finding replacements for themselves and making sure they keep that momentum going. It's the same thing we need to do in every aspect, in nonprofit, on city councils, in our organizations, in our businesses. We all talk about succession plans.
Yeah.
And that's true in philanthropy. It's true in and being active and involved in our community. So wherever you look, it's always making sure that you have that person that can fill that hole or that gap when you move on.
Yeah. For big events like this, there are a handful of venues. Of course, you just had one at the convention center for the CAN Council a few weeks ago, but a brand new venue for the Eddie Awards, and that is City Flats Hotel. How exciting is that?
It's very exciting to be the first one. I know they're a little under the gun and hoping to get everything completely finished. So, but it doesn't matter if it's not perfect. We know we'll be able to be in there for the awards, and we're excited to be the first one and to unveil at least what they've done.
Yeah.
And how far they've come so far, and looking forward to seeing the finished product and having that hotel open. So it's just another thing that helps our community grow and be even better and attract those people to come back.
Absolutely. It's a week from tonight, the Eddie Awards, Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce. I understand a few tickets are still available, so you can contact the chamber to get a seat or a table at the Eddie Awards, where you'll see a nominee. Sherry Archibald. Sherry, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, Sherry Archibald with us on WPHM at 20 past 7 o'clock now.